You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara, that base, it's against Rashi and Chumash. So this is where we all starts us off to the low sus and we'll study in the Chinuch tonight. The Gemara says, V'yodech l'shito tam l'voy lo roa. The Mishnah says two cases. They should tell the Bezdin. Horeb Bezdin, the first mission in Horeb. Horeb Bezdin v'yod Bezim and Aleph. Five lines into the Mishnah. Horeb Bezdin v'yodach mem shato. Bezdin Paskin, and one of the members know tato, Talmud, v'roi lo ra. And he knows they made a mistake. V'halach v'as al piyim. Pein sh'as v'as v'mem sh'as v'as achmen sh'as v'as harei z'chayev. V'nei shalo tolu b'Bezdin. So he knows he made a mistake. Says Chayiv Shalot Tala BeBezdin. How is he went Shato Torah LeRoa? What was up? Being Ben Shosu's son. Sorry, it's Chayiv. Is Chayiv a Chatas? See, this Mishnah holds Yochid Shasavar's Bezdin is Bata. We don't pask in that way. The first Mishnah Horus holds that if Bezdin inspires a mistake, and a Yochid does according to that mistake, he doesn't bring a Chatas. We don't paskin that way. Rambam doesn't paskin that way. That's Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. But if it's a Talmud v'shegia lo ra, Roy lo ra, or one of them knows it's a mistake, says Chayiv a Karban Chatas. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara Bezim and Bezim Tap asks, who's Roy lo ra? Talmud of Roy lo ra, a man, Kagon Shim ben Avziv Shim ben Zoma. Freight Gemara, I'm a bikey. I got the mazed. Who? What he brings a chatas? He's mazed. He knows Bezdin made a mistake, and he's doing it anyway. So he's amazed.
He's required to follow Bezdin.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I was going to say. Well, Tamecha the Tanya. So he wrote also in the Piatsa Chabaros Bezdin Pati Ketzer. How is Shechel of Mutiv? No lechmon Shato. Tami Yosef Nei Broil Lahara. Kon Shim Ben Aza. Open. Shimon ben Az Yochid Potter. Asosa Ech Osa Achas Yochid Osa Piatzmo Chayil. Yochid Osa Piatzmo Chayil. Bezdin Potter. So Fregim Alech Mishkachsula. So what's the case? What's the case that he brings a chatas if he knows it's a mistake? So he shouldn't. He's mazed. And for the marking, the Yada the Osir. Vikatoy ben Mitzvah Lishma Divrei Chachamim. That's the pshat. His mistake was that he thought mitzvah lishma divrei chachamim, even if they're wrong. Now we're going to learn the chinuch and the ran. This we brought up. That's an, even when they're wrong, they're right. I'm even so small. So I noticed.
Who? Wrong,
they're
right.
Yeah. Who brings it? Taisa Rush brings here. Taisa Rush. If you look at the Taisa Rush, he brings Tosa Rush, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. You see the upper third of the Tosa Rush in the left hand column, Bezim and Bez. V'chi yesh Zadon Ushkaga Eitzel Aras Bezdin, Rabbi Amib Shemesh Lakish Masnissen Kod Shimon Ben Azai. I'm like you, the old call of Torah, Venu De Osab Dover, Ains of Shimon Ben Azai. What is Shimon Ben Azai? He knows everything. He knows everything. So he's amazing. Yerushalmi has the same problem. That's not Shimon ben Azai. The Yerushalmi says, if Bezdin says right is left, you don't listen. Only when they say right is right. Okay. So the Yerushalmi says, Al Yamin Yamin Val Smol Smol. So we're learning the Kasha, the Yerushalmi. Gemara Yehoriyas Bezim and Bezlo Sasser. The Gemara says that It's a shogig. He brings a chatas, a Talmud, shegil lo, like Shimon ben Zayma, Shimon ben Azay. Or one of the Sanhedrin that knows it's a mistake, brings a chatas. Frankly, Mar is amazing. So Mar says, he made a mistake. And the Rosh quotes, the Yerushalmi says, Al-Yamin Ya'amin Basmol Shu Smol. So I found the Chinuch. I mentioned in the daf that the Chinuch is this gash. Because the Chinuch and the Ran, we'll see here, they say that you listen to Sanhedrin even when they're wrong, so let's learn this sugya. And at the end of this long Chinuch, he asks from the Gemara in Hayrius. The Chinuch asks from the Gemara in Hayrius. And I think he says the Teretz. I think I mentioned it in the daf, but we'll study it. So let's look at Mishvat Taft Sedivav. By the way, I want to also say the one before. Before Tav Tzadivah, the end of the Noegas Mitzvah Zul. This is the mitzvah, Kachol Asher Yerucha. This is the mitzvah of listening. There's an asay to listen to Sanhedrin Kachol Asher Yerucha of Lo Sasur. It's an asay in a lav. So look what he says. Noegas Mitzvah Zul. Bizman Vesha Mitzvah Godel. It's the paragraph before Tav Tzadivah. B'Yerushalayim B'Zcharim V'Nekevas. Shakom Mitzvah L'Asakol Kachol Asher Yeru. Everyone has to listen to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Every generation, you have to listen to the shofet. So the Chinuch learns it's not only in Sanhedrin, it's every generation. The Gadol HaTorah, because I told the Odom this story. Once I got a call from one of our Balabatim, he was Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and Rabbi Chaim told me he should grow a beard. So he called me up and he said, oh, Rebbe, I'm so... he was like all shooken up. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol HaTorah, told him he has to grow a beard. So I told him, don't worry, he says that to everybody. He says, oh, shh. He said, okay, shkoyach. He said, I gave a shear. So he said, who says you don't have to listen? Yeah. No, so he thought, he was just telling him, like this was his, he thought it was just like, you know, so like a gully, right? Soul. Right, his soul that he has to have a beard. So he said, no, he tells this to everybody. So he was comforted. So then I gave a shear. Maybe you have to listen to him anyway.
The chinuch says,
"Watch." Right? The watches. He doesn't like watches.
People take off their watches.
Yeah, because he says similar. Give similar isha.
Is that it?
He says it's similar isha.
See how it's similar isha.
Yeah. Chaim Adler argued the shal is where the wristwatches come. If it comes from similar isha, Chaim Adler said it comes from soldiers. They said them wear the other kind of watches. Good. Okay.
What about you have Rav Moshe, and then you have the Satmarov comes along, and the Kriegs. So who do you follow?
Yeah. Some of them, right? Yeah. So who's the Gadol HaDor? You mean? So then it's a question. Is it your Gadol? Which the Gadol? We're discussing the mitzvah for the kash from the Gemara in Hayrius. The Gemara in Hayrius says there's a mistake that he thought that whenever the Sanhedrin says, you have to listen. That was his mistake. But you're not supposed to listen if you know they're wrong. So we're going to learn the Rishon and the Chinuch, that is the Kasha, that you're supposed to listen even if you know they're wrong. So it's against the Gemara in Hayrius.
Aren't you supposed to go to them and speak to them about it?
It's a question.
Okay, so that's what the Chinuch says. So we're going to learn this Chinuch. He asks from the Gemara in Hayrius and answers that. He says, till you talk to them about it, then... you don't listen. You're not supposed to listen.
Right. You're giving your point of view when you see.
Until you talk to them about it, you're not supposed to listen. After you talk to them about it and they reject your opinion, then you have to listen. That's what the Chinuch says. That's the Teretz of the Chinuch. So let's look at this. You saw this big, Lo Sasa, very big sheet, this Ramban. He goes through the Chinuch. Shemnimnanu mitzvah tasev vayivav. Shemnimnanu, we are.
Isn't there a question back. Of Gerson in the Yerushalmi, but it's Al-Yamin Yamin, a small Yamin, Al-Yamin small?
That's the Gerson we have, Al-Yamin, small, Yamin, small, Mashmal, Tamil, Loma, Lulach, it's Yamin, small. Shomel, Al-Yamin, Yamin, but small, small.
But others have the Gerson.
There's another Gerson there.
Yeah, because I grew up my whole life listening to the other way.
Yeah, Rashi and Chumash. His Rashi and Chumash says, "Are you mentioned small and small
Chumash?" Historically, was there ever a power held ever brought?
What?
Do we know historically was it ever a power held ever brought?
I don't know, right? People, it's not in the Mishnah, the Sugya and Sanhedrin, one of the three things that were never brought, never happened.
So that means it was brought?
The Chayra, right? So what it said. Because it has the three things that never happened in Sanhedrin. That's my right. Right. How often did Sanhedrin make a mistake?
Yeah.
Dav Shchaif Kuris and Rover the Tzibur.
Rover the Tzibur and Akaba, Chatzidav and Lokoldav.
Right. There's so many rules. Yeah. Yeah, we're all wondering that.
Chatzidav is more likely.
Yeah, right.
It's hard to believe.
Kabbalah Leim Hashalom. We're held back. Shenimnanu from arguing Balei Kabbalah Leim Hashalom. Meshanus is Tivreim, and to change from their words. Let's say some mitzvahs when Yonei Atara. So lo sasavim the advarshi gilchem nesmal. So lo vrach besifrei lo sasavim gomer zu mitzvahs lo sasay. It's a lo sasay. Mishrosh yeh mitzvah. Says the chinuch always is the first the philosophy, the idea behind the mitzvah. Fishadas neadam chalukim zemizeh. Just like faces are different, minds are different. Lishtavul olam habideas bedvar. Everybody thinks differently. The Yoda Adonai Kol Baruch Hu. The Rebbe Hashem knew. Shiluti Akavonis Ksuvi Ator Mesuvi At Kol Echad Vechad Mimnei Adam. If everybody would say, you go the way you think, Ishish Kri Sechlo.
So,
that's it. There'll be no... Yifarish Kol Echad Mimdiret Kri Sechlo. V'yirba Machlokis B'Yisrael B'mashmos HaMitzvahs. There'll be tremendous Machlokis B'Yisrael B'Sirat Torah B'Kamat Torahs. There wouldn't be one Torah. She's having mitzvahs like a rabbim lahatas. Alkeinu lukeinu shuadon kol hachachmos. Hishlim Torah seinu Torahs emes. Ima mitzvah zos. She tzivonu l'snagba al pi haperish amiti. The true pshat. Hamakub l'chachamim hakadmim aleim hashalom. V'chol dover dover gam kein. She nishma chachamim. Again, he holds, he repeats it. I showed it to you in the previous Mishnah. That applies to all gedolim. She b'chol dover dover kem she nishma chachamim. She kiblu devreyim. Veshasmi mayim misifreim v'yigo kami yagius b'yomim v'leil slavin omek milayim u'pliyas da'useyim. You have to follow the gedolim in every generation. V'amaskam azos nechavin al derech emes b'diyas haTorah. V'zul azeh. If you don't follow this derech.
When Chaim says you have to wear a beard, he's
basically halacha.
He's giving you advice.
Yeah, so that's I'm not sure, right? I was clearing that also.
He's
not saying halacha. You're mechuyev.
He's talking about
mara
halacha, and not telling you that some.
Great to see you guys. We're learning lo sasser, the love of lo sasser. The good news of it has nothing to do with harius. You don't have to learn harius. We want with learning about the mitzvah. Take another one. I got an extra one for you. Okay. So doing the chinuch tuf tzadi vav. So this is the idea that you have to listen to the Sanhedrin, and you also have to listen that he holds to the gedolim of every generation. You have to listen to the gedolim of every generation. Now somebody said, who is the gadol of the generation? If you're chassid, it may be a certain rebbe. If you're a misnagid, then it's from Chaim Kanievsky.
Is this equivalent to what they call the Das Torah? Marks.
Yeah, so see, I think he's only saying halacha. Does he, when he said.
Is he saying that?
Yeah.
She's on the Snayan Bot. What's the Snayan Bot? Pirish Amiti, Hakubu?
Yeah, it looks like he's saying halacha. To me, it looks like he's not saying advice, that you have to listen to their advice necessarily.
They will say him? What does that mean?
It means that they.
He's not saying psak.
He is. Knowledge of Torah. This is not good advice or bad advice. It's yediyas atar. Zulaze. Besides, it's in this batach machshoseinu v'niyus datenu v'mitzlach klakoil. V'aderech emes v'ashevach adol b'zos hamitzvah. Ah, here it is. I feel this is the Rashi and Chumash. Rashi brings it. From the Yeminshu smile, lo sas mitzvasim kolomar. Shafilu yehem toyim b'davar echad min advarim. Even if Sanhedrin makes a mistake, which is what Maseches Arius is about, shafilu yehem toyim b'davar echad min advarim. A roy lanu lachlok alayim. It's not fit to argue. Aval nasi kedousam. go like their mistake. V'tov lispol tos achas. So he says, in the ultimate good, so you make a mistake, one mistake. No. You're mechuyev, you won't be chayv anything.
What? We hold the Kodesh Chamim, we hold the Kodesh Chamim.
No, if the Sanhedrin says it's mutter, so it's mutter, you're not chayv echatos.
Later on it's found out that they were wrong.
Oh, if they find out they made a mistake.
They made a mistake, you're chayv echatos.
Isn't it the same philosophy as Shimon HaTzadik, where
if it's mutter, how can you be chayv echatos? You can't be chayv echatos if it's mutter.
Dam is mutter. Chelem is mutter. And you follow them.
That's stukim shadik. First of all, it can't be. That's stukim moedim, but that's not a mistake. That's not a rule.
Isn't he being
medam? That's a mistake, because that's stukim moedim. That's the misleading first Rashi in Horius that I argued with Artswell. That it doesn't mean the whole dam and the whole chelem.
No, it's
One detail. It can't be something mefurish b'Torah. You learned it. A mistake of Sanhedrin can't be something open the Torah Davashat Stukim Modim Bo. That's Davashat Stukim Modim Bo. You're just thinking about the two lavim of Chelev, Chelev Chalakerev, Chelev Haladakim, but they're open Sukim. It has to be something nuanced. It's only called a mistake if it's not Mefurish Bakra. Two rules. It can't be the whole thing, and it can't be Mefurish Bakra.
Is he being Madama, the Sanhedrin, to personal, for example, a person's personal psak halacha. In other words, that just like by like Shimon HaTzadik, where that wasn't really a case of the Sanhedrin making a mistake, they were misled and he had to kill his son for like that case. In other words, the whole system becomes corrupt if we don't listen to the
Sanhedrin. Yeah, he's saying, even if they're wrong, you have to listen. And I'm saying, we'll discuss that more with the Gemara and Horius when we get back to the Gemara and Horius.
Well,
but you have to listen even if they're wrong, and you have to listen. You have to listen. You can't bring a carbon if you have to listen. See, the case of the Gemara and Horius is where you're not supposed to listen. In the Gemara and Horius, we're talking about a case where you're not supposed to listen. Where you're supposed to listen, where the din is you're supposed to listen, so then it's mutter. If it's mutter, you can't bring a carbon if you're doing something mutter. You have to listen.
But they're wrong?
Yes, that's what he's saying. We will do like their mistake. V'toiv, for the better good, lispol tois achas. So we'll do wrong. V'yakol mispol. Misurim tachas daitam atovat tamid veloshias kolechot kvi daito. A little example of that is the same talumatar till we don't say Saint Matar till December 5th. So Klal Yisrael. So I hold it's a mistake because they're going like the Julian calendar, because they're going with the Julian calendar, and they think that autumn is October 5th. According to the Julian calendar, autumn would be October 5th. So wait till December 5th, the same time of Mutter. It's a big mistake. But Klai Yisrael does it, so I follow that mistake, because that's the Chol Asher Yerucha. So that's an example where I know it's a mistake, and yet I do it anyway. Because it's supposed to be 60 days after the Tkufas Tishrei, and we know now when autumn is. It's September 21st, 22nd. We know when the equinoxes are, but we're following the Julian calendar. So Artscroll mitches on a little bit. Well, in Din, they follow Julian calendar. It's a big toys. There's no reason we should be following the Julian calendar just because they made a mistake, the Julians. So we have to say, so for 2 weeks, we say the same Talmud. You know this. The Gemara Taina says that 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei, you start saying the same Talmud. So we start December 5th, which is 60 days after October 5th, because they're using the Julian calendar. So they think that the autumn equinox is October 5th. It's really 2 weeks late. But I do it without any guilt, because that's all. Kechol Asher Yerucha. To me, it's like Klal Yisrael Pasuk. It's like the Sanhedrin. It's like Klal Yisrael. So you can't go against Klal Yisrael, even when they're wrong. Shebazei Achur Baradas. It'll be destruction of the das if each person goes like his chiluk lev ha'am. The epsilon will lagamre, destroy the nation. That's why when you go after Rav, same idea, you go after Rav, maybe the mir is right. Maybe the miyud is right, but Hashem said, follow the rove. So he learns pshat in the famous story in Hazahav, in Bab Metzia, the Tanur Shalachnoi, the famous Maisa.
I could ask you a question, though. If they say chelov, and you know it's not chelov, you don't have to eat it.
No. This is like a case where they... You mean they say it's chelov, and I know...
I know it's not, I don't have to eat it.
No, I can eat it. They say it's chelov, then... You mean when they say it's mut, not chelov, they say it's shuman.
They say it's shuman.
And you're not chelov.
I don't have to eat shuman. I don't have to.
But you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to not eat it because you're being fruma. Because that's low sasa. That would be low sasa. You don't have to eat it, but if you're not eating it because you dink sechan sanhedrin, you're over low sasa. Listen to this maisa. This is the most famous Gemara in Hazav, one of the most famous Agaritas. The Rabbi Loza Gadol B'Tanur Shalachnoi. Hamis Hamas Kol Shomas shocks everyone that hears it. Amr Sham. Ashkei Rabbi Nassim Eliyahu. Rabbi Nassim Eliyahu. Amr Lei Ma'avit Kutsh Bichu Ba'i Shaita. Rabbi Loza was Machlaikis if the Tanur is Tamei Atar. Yeah, Machlaikis on the oven if it's Tamei Atar. It's cut into pieces. Tanur Shalachnoi. So, Rabbi Loza brought a paskal. He three signs. A carob tree jumped 400 amos. The river went upstream. The walls of the base medrash bent. And then he brought a paskal. So what was God doing? Amar lei chayech. For Amar, he's laughing. Nitzchuni banai. My children have won against me. Kolom shekel nishbrocha sameach. God was happy. Ashu banav ha'ochim b'derech hatov mitzvasa. Tazachrei rab. They were going after Rabin, even though Ilchinuch learns that Belasa was right. What do you mean? They won against Hashem. Doesn't mean that. The Baskal said it. The truth is like Rabbi Loza. The Baskal, Shriach Kamosa. That's right. So the rules dictate that you don't go. Even he was right. He was smarter than his friends, Rabbi Loza. They couldn't figure it out. But he was right. That's it. He's the miyot with the rabbim. Even though we're wrong, even though they're not midrach emes, Rabbi Elazar was correct. Rabbi Hashem said, go after the rav. See how he learns the Gemara? He learns that Tzchuni Banai means the rules of the Torah. The rules of the Torah. See, this explains to me a kasha I always had on Rav Moshe. I would have a kasha Rav Moshe Feinstein. I had a similar question on Rav Moshe. In Rav Moshe Nagdama, you know that Rav Moshe Feinstein argued on the Chassam Sofer people hundreds of years before. So he says that I know that I'm nothing compared to these people. That these people, it's true, Anivus Ramosh, he says, like, I'm a nothing. I don't come to the toenails, but I have to say what I hold. So I never understood that. I said, what do you mean you hold? If you hold, you're wrong. You know that he's right. You're admitting that he's like 1,000 times smarter than you. It's like a young kid say, well, he knows better. You want to think Sechanim, but he knows better, he's smarter. So what do you mean you have to argue? What do you mean you have to argue with the Chassam Sofer? But you're saying you're nothing compared to him. So he knows the emes. So the teretz is, what's the answer? Rav Moshe held that my chiyuv Talmud Torah is to learn the sugya the way I see. And the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to look at the Torah and analyze it the way you see. So that's his chiyuv. So this is the way I see it. So I can't be mevatel daiti. So it's like over here. like the same kashi. If they know Rabbi Loz is right, so do it. Don't you want the MS? You want to do the MS? So you know, so there's like the paradox. The Torah says you go after the Rov. Rov people, they didn't understand Rabbi Loz. They came to the opposite conclusion. So, but the Bas Kol, so it seems the Bas Kol, they know the truth. It's not that the Bas, see, you don't go after the Bas Kol. The Torah, but Emes it is. It's amazing, amazing pshat, the Chinuch is saying in that Gemara. That they knew the Emes was not like Rebbe Elazar. But the Torah, God says, you don't go after the Emes. Sometimes you just follow the rules. The rules is you go after Roiv, and the Roiv didn't hold, he was smarter. They learned wrong pshat in the sugya, but that's the tzak, you go after the Roiv.
How come there's more later that talks about mufla, even the whole Bezin, and there's one mufla, he outweighs them, and they turn into nothing because there's a mufla.
They didn't consult the mufla, right?
Yeah, what is that? What about that?
No, he'll convince them. They should have consulted him. So that's again, they would consult him. They would have all, he would have convinced all of them. Yeah, they didn't consult the mufla. So he should have consulted. Okay, so this is amazing chinuch that he learns pshat, that because of the Kiyum HaTorah, Hashem made rules, and sometimes we do, well, it's not MS, sometimes we do things that are not MS.
So you are listening to BensTorah.com.
Right. Right, in a way. But that's what he's saying. He's saying, look, you study the sugya, Rove people came out this way, so the rule is you go after the Rove. It's wrong. By Shemaim, we proved that Rabbi Loz is right, but the rules of the Torah are such that you go after the Rove.
Stay shvilin. You know one guy is coming. Right?
It's funny.
But Shnei Shvilin, right?
It's funny because he brings that mushel. You see, he's going
to
bring...
You know, one guy is definitely stomach. You have to bring all these are.
Right.
Because they go by the rules of Torah. Even though logically, the human logic takes one is stomach.
Well, that's funny that I don't like that mushel. I wouldn't like it.
Why?
But the Ran brings it. Not the Chinuch. Yes, the Ran, that last page, if we get to the Ran, he brings... It's called like a Tarti Zesasre.
Yeah.
We go Lakula. Yeah. So what you're saying, Mordechai, that since... It can't be that they're both tar, but if each one comes separately, right? You know, if they come separately,
that's the rules of Torah.
Two pieces of meat.
No, one is tamei, one of is tamei.
Each one is a cheskes tyrus. You're paskin about tar. I know, you know. Marcus, bring an example where you're paskining and you know that ultimately it's false. You know that it's not true.
Both. But they came separately, so therefore you each one on the cheskes tyrus.
I hear. You're just saying that you see that you can sometimes paskin. The Ran brings this
raya.
You know where the Ran brings it? Not from Shnei Shvilin. He brings it from the Garden Erevin. When you made an Erev and one guy was Nechel. So you make both also. Right.
So it's the one and the other.
Yeah, yeah. And he brings, that's what he brings.
The situation is more obvious because, you know, one guy is...
That's what the Ran brings.
Here's the Reiser also. That's maybe,
Now, it's very important to note that, you know, Zuck and Mamre is for the love is of Sas Mikla Dvar. See, Zuck and Mamre, Medina Amitz, Shem Zechon Levrach.
No Sas is a love Shem Ba'Maisa?
Not necessarily. The reason you don't get Malkus for it is because it's a lav shenitin lasaris misas bezdin for zakin mamre.
Oh, for zakin mamre.
Medina mitzvah, Hashem zechon vracha, shavah mashpir shechacham divrei Torah of a lav zelo sasur. Mikol adam din zakin mamre, yadu b'gemara b'sof Sanhedrin. We'll skip this because these are the rules of zakin mamre. Special halachas. It's got to be the Sanhedrin in the place, and he has to go back to his city and paskin and do it. It's a whole bunch of rules of Zakin Mamre. That's for Zakin Mamre. Now, anybody who doesn't listen is not a Zakin Mamre. You're only a Zakin Mamre in a specific, you have to be one of the Sanhedrin. You heard of Zakin Mamre? It's Yechayv Misa. You get killed. That's if a guy went against the Rove of Sanhedrin and went back to his city and he paskined against the Rove, so then he gets executed. It's a Chayiv Misa, Zakin Mamre. So he goes through those halachas and he says that's, he brings all these halachas, it has to be Chayiv Krisis or Chayiv Krisis. He brings the whole Sugna Sanhedrin. We'll skip that because it's not relevant so much to this. So then he says, because of a Rambam, six lines, now we have the Machlekes Rambam and the Ramban.
Where?
Six lines from the top of the next column. The Kos of a Rambam, this page, the top of the next column. Zechrono Levracha, Binyan Lav Zedelo Sasa, She'echa Dvarim Shalom B'Sam Chamim Mipi HaKabbalah. Things that the Chachamim learned Mipi HaKabbalah, Mesaira, Ve'echa Dvarim Shalom B'Sam Daitam, Machsim Midi Shetor Dinesh Shetbahem, one of the Yud Gimel Midas, Ve'echa Dvarim Shalasa Siyagla Torah, famous Rambam, that every Darabonin is Daraisa. Achad Dvarim Shadasi Siyagla Torah, they magzeres, magzera. All the gzeiros that you read in Shas, Mokta, all the gzeiros, v'atakonos, b'cholechem ha'shol shemam elu, mitzasei l'shmole, to mitzasei to listen, v'over al-cholechem over asei v'lo sasei. Famous Rambam. The Ramban holds, the Rabbanans are also the Raisas. Every Rabbanan is the Raisa. So famous Ramban. Here he brings the Ramban, Zichron Levracha. Tov harbe, b'omar, hinei sova rav,
shemchol. What's the asei?
I love Tishmaon, the one mitzvah before this one. We're doing Lo Sasur. Right before that it says, I love Tishmaon, you have to listen. So he says, Rabban Zichron Levracha Tavos of Harbein Bomer. They sover Rav Shish Bechla Lav Lo Sasur Kshvi Divrei Chacham. Mentioned mitzvahs called Mikra Megillah V'Ner Chanukah. Rambam holds it's Doraisa. Once Rabbani even mitzvahs, new mitzvah like Mikra Megillah and Chanukah, Sheminat Takanis Kam Basavav Pechalav, poultry and milk is only the Rabbanan. It's being machleks in the Gemara Tanoim. We paskin basa poultry and milk is only the Rabbanan. Ushnias Larayas, not the Arayas in the Torah, the Arayas that Rabbanan added. Shnias Larayas, Ben Shem Bekum Sasei Kam Shal Shnias Bechol Yom, or Davni three times a day is only the Rabbanan. Medaraisa, it's Machlex Ramban and Rambam, if you don't have to daven at all, but you have to daven once a day, you do it. Machlex Rambam and Ramban, if Tfil is Doraisa, but every day. But three times a day is certainly the Rabbanim. Umeya Brachas, quote the Rambam saying 100 Brachas every day. Rabbanim commanded it, Meya Marsha Melchech, Meya Shal Memech, it's Doraisa. Vululav Shiva Begvulin. 7 days to bring a lulav Begvulin. It's only a Zechelich Mikdash. Because Midaraisa is only a chiv lulav first day, shivet begvulin. Vein shem below sasek on l'kol shem mishum shvus b'shabbos v'yantiv. The drabbanans on Shabbos and Yantiv. Chen yantiv sheni bagola. Yantiv sheni bagola. It's an interesting one because the Russian subis, some hold it just a minug. But that's always my kash in the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav says tiknu chachamim minug zeh. It's not just a minug. It's a takanas chachamim. It's all the rice. According to the Rambam, all these things are the rice. It's funny, he goes through all the lists. But there are kol masha os, yes, or osa talmud o yitzavav. Hine rabona chomid tzur sov divi chachamim. So he says the Rav builds a strong wall around chachamim. So he makes them the rice. Avol he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. Kiperetz noifel niva b'chomin iskav shepisom lepesa. Yavo Shivra, will collapse. He's making a big wall, but there's a peretz in the wall. It means he has many questions on the Rambam, and his whole wall is going to collapse. Vishay Svar Nifsedis, Barov Makomis Batam. Many riots the Ramban brings against the Rambam Shita, and will, answer them. Kenelo Daitam, Hamishtamish B'Mechuba. According to the Rambam, if you're Mishtamish B'Mechuba, you lean on a tree. You're not allowed to lean on a tree on Shabbos because you're using mechuba. Mishtamish b'mechuba. Kamna nismachalil b'Shabbos. Or metalta mecham hatzel. Or you carry mukza from the sun to the shade. You're allowed to carry mukza tzoku from a kaima, klishim lachtalisa. But not mecham hatzel. Or shama l'goy. Every shvus you tell a guy is the rabbanan. Or metalta mecham tzel. Or shama l'goy v'osu. You'll mafsi psia kasa b'Shabbos. Whoa. Passing in Yeshaya, take a wide step. Don't worry, Dove. Little children that love to run are allowed to run. And Rama says, little kids that love to run are allowed to run on Shabbos. But or people that run when you run for a shear, so you're running to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to.
You know how to take a big step on Shabbos.
Chas v'shom, I'm a sipsi a gasa b'Shabbos. Over la seva loisese. But if you're running to shul menachem, then it's mutter. For mitzvah, it's mutter. But stam to take a big step on Shabbos, it's the Shalohi Eluchacha Kishabbos Kiluch B'chol. Everything on Shabbos has to be different. You're walking, you're talking, the pasuk in Yeshaya. So according to the Rambam, you're over Lav and Asay, Metar for a little Kosar poem. You get Malkus. It's about Chum Asay. You know why you don't get Malkus? I mentioned earlier. Shepat Rav Shem B'Sefer Shoftim, Neshadin Lasos Mrs. Bezdin. It's a lav shenite in Lasas Mrs. Nesden. Because Lososim, he called Varab Shigalachim in a small, is the lav that Izaki Mamri gets killed for. So any lav that sometimes you get killed for, you don't get Malkus for. It's called a lav shenite in Lasas Mrs. Nesden. Shkochachim Shemar Bozifahim Mrs. Bechenek. He gets the lightest death of Chenek. Vinilvarv Loiku. Ah! So he asks, According to the Rambam, there's a man dumb in the Gemara that Lav Shanitz is Bezdin Lokanov. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Let us on the Talmud, Jesus is Bezdin Lokanov, Kvashus Bek Mishach Shich. So that's Shver, like he's saying. So according to one Lahloch, it's good. But according to one Tana, you get Malkus if you're over the Rabbanon. Right, if you die, Hadas, Lazos, Lachmim, Oid, Bevig, Devay, Seifim. According to the Rambam, we should be very machmim by the Rabbanon. Every Rabbanon is a lava asay. Shkulam Torein. And b'nei me mitzvah samu ferocious. Because of shum hefresh. V'tover kamer min ha-shvush midveim. V'ashesh b'chiv kari samisas bezdin. Says interestingly, the only more strict oraisa is somebody chayv kari samisas bezdin.
Is the Rambam really saying that these things are doraisa, or that not listening to the Rabbanon is the doraisa? And that's how you can get around. That's the nafkamina between the two.
Yeah, but right? You're right. But so what? But ultimately, I know what you're saying. You're saying you're not. Oh, it's and he's mashma. The quote to the Rambam, there's an issa doraisa. I mean, it is that if you don't listen to them, you're over an issa doraisa.
No, so it's like making brachas, right? You know,
what do we know? 100
brachas.
Sorry.
So, what do we say?
Something
that
Rabbanon Lahakel,
right?
So he's going to ask that. So he's here. That's his kasha the Ramban. So he says, Avlo kol sheish ba chiv asei olav. Shem kol devrem ledad yesh chiv asei olav. Asei deo sisa pia dover. Pasuk before she yiti lecha. Olav de lo sasa. The nirul of asein b'chol atamud hepek nizeh. Now the Ramban, Menachem, is going to ask you a kasha. Shehem donen kol devei sofrim lahakel. He brings all of his shas that would make under Rabbanans.
That's
the Ari Bergman. Safik do rice le chomer, sfeik do Rabbanan le kula.
That's the Ari Bergman machlekes. Rebbe machlekes with Ari Bergman.
If what?
The Safik do rice, Safik do Rabbanan le hakel.
But it makes.
You're thinking of the one with Dr. Brickman, maybe. I'm not sure which machlokes you mean.
But it makes sense if the.
I know. You do mean that I kind of
question. It's built in. It's a built in that the Rabbanan built in.
Yeah, that's what they answer. The Ran answers. I have the Ran in the back answers that. See, he brings all the sugis and shas that were makel under Rabbanans. So the Ran Menachem is going to answer like you. In the next sheet, I have the Ran. He says that the Rabbanan, they made this din, but they have like this, they put in that only Vada you have to listen to us. It's a clause. In other words, you're over not listening to them, but they built into the Rabbanans.
That's cool, right?
But see, the Rabban's kash is still like shver in its own right. You say, but why? If it's in the rice, like, it's true they built in. They built in to be Lakula.
So that was created.
Yeah, but why? If it's the Raisa, why did they create it? If it's an Issa the Raisa, so the Ran gives a svar a little bit.
It's like he said, it's only the Shmiya that's the Raisa. It's not the thing itself.
But then, according to the Rambam, what is Lo Sasser? What is being over the Issa of Lo Sasser?
So you know what he says? Look at the Ran. If you turn to the next sheet, I want to show you the Ran on the middle column. You have three columns on the last sheet. That's a Ran. So he sticks up for the Rambam. Uh-huh. And he says, Vein Hefresh, if we down the first, third, the middle column. Vein Hefresh, ben amatal to machat b'Shabbos. There's no difference on Shabbos if you carry a pin, muktzah.
Is this the Ran?
I'm assuming I should show you. Or you wear one of those sandals that have the spikes on it, taikab sandals. Lochel chelev l'chosh b'shov v'chamar. There's no difference in that oichel chelev, which is a little shver, because chelev is kares. And of course the Ramban knows that kares is more chamar. See, a drabon is doraisa, but no kares. Lochel chelev l'chosh b'shov v'chamar. That's a regular lav. Chosh b'shov v'chamar. Lloyd. Sha'ovel aseva lo sase. Anytime you're over the Rabbanon, you're not only a lav, you're over the lav and asay. El shein lo kolam neishu lav shnit lasas misas bedin. Like the Chinuch quoted. U'mashom yitomid b'gmara sveikad Rabbanon l'kula. Ve'minu katanim b'shel devrayim. We trust katanim and the Rabbanons. V'lo hamidu devrayim b'mokom efsid mamon. Sometimes it's a loss of money. The Rabbanon take off their issa. They hefsid mamon. They covered abriyas. Man brachas, covered up rias, you can be over the Rabbanah. According to the Rambam, the Rabbanah is Doraisa. Of a simchasyant of Barbi Makoimus, calls that. Here he says why. Meshakachisna. So this is what you were saying, Menachem. Shekach hisno. This is the condition hisno. Why? Why? See the question, they were masna. But why were they masna? L'chaira, they should be masna. If it's as strict as a daraisa, so why were they masna? Menei shekach hisno. Ki achrei shen en goizim laso siyag l'tayra. Ah, they're only doing it to make a siyag. Dayenu mesayinu vados lo yavar divrei torah v'shenat l'masveges. He says something nice to Ron. He says that they'll accomplish it by, if you mat in the sveges, it'll be the same siyag. He gives a reason why they made that clause. Because really it's illogical. If you have a daraisa, why should they go? So he says, Rabbanan made it Rabban for siyag. So if you won't do it when it's a vaday, it's enough. So let's go back, finish this chinuch. So the chinuch says...
Also the halach, you know, when the Rabbanan say something, let's say the Rabbanan say that you become tamei with the Rabbanan, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't cause an iser daraisa of... You know, let's say that person walked into the Migdash, right? They wouldn't cause a chi of kareis, would it? Or you'd just be over the Isra of Losasar.
Right. You'd be over the Isra of Losasar. I agree, it's not kareis. You would be chi of kareis. But you'd be over Losasar. You'd be over the Raisa Rabbanan. That's why, you remember the Ramban said that, remember he said in the middle sheet that the only thing that's Muhammad is the Raisa with kareis and Misa. Any daraisa, kareis and Misa is Muhammad daraisa. But the Rabbanan, every Rabbanan, according to Rambam, is just as chum as the Raisa. So here he says, so he brings all the coolers with Mekel. See, the Chinuch seems to go with the Ramban here. He says, look at all the things he brings. He brings all the coolers. He brings the one, this is the one Modchel like Yud, in the middle of the column, the Le'er Shin Aleph. Page Shin Aleph, in the first column in the middle, he says...
Which page is that?
The third sheet, the Chinuch. The last sheet of Chinuch. Yeah. He brings in the middle of the first column. This is what you said about the Shnei Shvilim. V'lo'ra afil b'dvar ma'soysim zeh. Even when it's contradictory, hey Kalo, they were Mekel. Pashon berg b'mei madlikim. Amishnayim tzeir v'amalenu. Echad u'liv b'bod yom. One was ma'ar b'bod yom. And one was ma'ar of... Mishatech Shach, so they're both mutter. They're both mutter. They can both assume that they can both be Mekel, even though for sure someone's not
is
doing.
There, it's clearly the Rabbanan. In your case, the Shnei Shvilim is the Raisa or the Rabbanan?
The Raisa.
It's the Raisa.
Right.
Right.
Right. The guy near the Gemara, Shokim Divim, Tadim Shum Issa Doraisa. But the Rabbanan, your Oka Mishum Issa Doraisa, Besecha Shabbos, Hidbik Paspatanor, the famous Sugya. It's an Issa Rabbanan to remove bread from an oven. So let's say somebody put bread in an oven, and if he doesn't remove it, he'll be Chayv Skila. So they push off the Rabbanan, so you shouldn't be Chayv Skila Doraisa. He do that dosa, Koshi Dei Issa Skila, because Vidya Pas is only the Rabbanan. So they allowed the Rabbanan, you know, Taisa says in Shabbos and Avdam. If a guy put in bread, b'meis in the oven, so be chayv skila. So we went enough to Rabbanan amat to him to remove it, to do it in the Rabbanan. So Tosfos says, who's going to listen? Even if they wouldn't matter, you'd do it anyway. So this way, Tosfos has such a funny question. Fasami says, what do you mean, who's going to listen? Somebody's from. Who's going to listen, Tosfos?
You don't for yourself?
Little Tosfos.
You don't it for yourself or for somebody else? Is it yours a skila or someone else's a skila?
Well,
no, if you put the bread in the oven, I'm over the bread to save you from the derisa.
I know, the Gemara discusses that. He's talking about doing it for yourself.
Yes, yeah, so, but
for doing it for someone else, he's saying.
I'm not allowed to do it for Yemen for sure. I'm not allowed to.
You know? I'm saving you up, saving you on me.
What is the Gemara saying? I don't remember clothing the Gemara. Now he brings another Gemara in Shabbos. Vishom b'Shabbos Amru. Bitul Chimei Chano Drabana. You ever heard of bittul kli meichanot? You're not allowed to void a kli from its... You're not allowed to make something muktzan Shabbos. It's called bittul kli meichano. Hechano is the antonym of muktza. You're not allowed to make something muktzan Shabbos. It's called bittul kli meichano. There's a stir in Rashi and Shabbos. What the reason for this is. Is it building or destroying? One sense it's building means you make it stuck to the ground. And then it's destroying. So this theory is famous theory in Rashi. For Tzabi L'chaim, you're allowed to put pillows in the pit and make them soaking wet. And now this will be a shaila in a water fight in camp. If you make the pillows muktzah, it's also on Shabbos. So if you're going to throw like a cup of water at your friend in the bunk to wake him up in the morning, and you make his pillow muktzah, it's bitul kli meichano. So Marzif, it's Tzabi L'chaim, it's da raisa. You can over it's the rabban of bitul kli meichano. So according to the rabban, why they're both da raisa? There's no such thing as the rabbanon. The abir as you say the rest is the rabban. Gemachos brings the gemara about the zara. If one is bigger, you go by the bigger one. If they're both equal, you go after the machmir. The Gemara Neivin says, had the rabban first do it, then ask. Had the raisa first ask, and then do it. Only a big hefsit. According to the Rambam, the Rabbanon is the Raisa. What do you mean for a small loss of money, you'll be allowed to do it? So he brings, you know, he brings the Gemara and Brachas. Shemitam come with Tumah the Rabbanon. You asked about Tumah the Rabbanon. The Gemara and Brachas says that to see a Goyish parade, to go to a Goyish parade, you're allowed to be Doicha Tumah the Rabbanon. A Kayin, Medalgim, Ayinu, Agabi, Aroinus, the Gemara and Brachas. Shemitam come with Atzman, Betumah Shadvim, Luris Machim, Luis Oilam. You know why? It's a big mitzvah to go to a Goyish parade. Because then, in time of Mashiach, we'll see what honor really means. So they want us to see this honor. Because you think this is honor? Wait till you see when Klai Yisrael is zeichet to the covered. So it's a mitzvah to go to a parade. You never heard about that, right, David? It's a mitzvah going to a Goyish parade. An inauguration of a king. So, and the deichet tumid rabbanan, sheyim yizke yafu mechisil gomer. So they're matarit rabbanon. Quote the Rambam, it's the raisa of the rabbanon. What do you mean matarit for such a not strong reason? The afan shel d'rechamin lehem, ela nidoi. If you're over the rabbanon, you only get nidoi. You only get excommunication. You're not the mashti yom tev shagolius. But some lachem bepurim, l'shamtei mar, purim mecherim, yesh le makas mardus, mishav al devreim, shein ken toira. Some of the Rabbanon is the Makas Mardus. The Mocham, some you get Nidui, some you get whipped, Makas Mardus. They call it Xerish, because Midvrayim, Shachi Kabal Osa. Makas Mardus, what do? You know what he holds? It's a big Machlokes we show him. Some we show him Makas Mardus, that is 39. He holds, you whip him till he accepts it or he dies. You give him Malkas under the Rabbanon, Shemakam Oso, Shachi Kabal Osa love, or Shatetzi Navsha. Either says, I'll do it, or you kill him. That's how he learns Makas Mardus. It's a big chiddush. I always forget that when I teach Makas Mardus, that the chinuch holds Makas Mardus is unto death. Makinoso. See, the Gemara Ksuba says, it's a big machlokes of it's tafka or lav tafka. The Gemara says, b'med b'mitzvah saloysa. The Gemara Ksuba is peivav. Aloysa say you get 39 lashes. B'mitzvah say, makinoso, achetetze nafsha. A mitzvah say, guy says, I don't want to sit in the sukkah. You beat him till you kill him. Does that mean literal or not literal? I think it's machlokes b'sais and nesivos. Someone spoke out. Is that literal? You beat him up and you kill him if he won't sit in the sukkah. Sukkah, I'll sit in the sukkah. If he keeps on saying no, you kill him. So the chinuch is saying, by Makas Mardus, that's what you do. Achetetze nafsho. Either you'll accept it or you kill him. Said, I think it's machlokes k'sais nesivos. So you know, they bring a raya that an asay is more chamer than a lois asay. And I say, you kill him if he does. A lois asay, you only get 39 lashes. So he says makas mardus. So it's funny because it's almost like the Rambam that a drabonan is more chamer than a doraisa. Klagzer she goes midrayim she makasish kabel osalav a shetesei navsho. It's Sanhedrin close your door. So
the difference is that he could avoid it.
So the chinuch sides with the Ramban. So I showed you the Ram in the back. He sides with the Rambam, but the chinuch sides struggling with the Ramban. Now here, just one more shtickle. On the bottom, he is from the Gemara. The Yesh Binyan Hazeh, two-thirds of the way down this last column. The Yesh Binyan Hazeh, Tanai Echad. Shemar Zon Levrach, Meseches Haibiyas. Shem Haya, Bizman HaSanhedrin, Ish Chacham. A wise person is smart. So here we say, you listen to Sanhedrin, even if they're wrong. The whole shtickle of the Chinuch is, even if they're wrong, they're right. So how does that fit with the Gemara in Horis? Shem Bizman HaSanhedrin, Shchachem Rai Laros, Shebechal HaSanhedrin, For Bez Nagod Vodav Shalok Kedaita. He's not allowed to say it's mutter. He's not allowed to be matim to himself. You see, he brings a carbon. He made a mistake. What was his mistake? That you're supposed to listen. But you're really not supposed to listen. We just said in this whole shtickle, you're supposed to listen even when they're wrong. See, this whole shia comes from Gemara and Hiris. And that Beis in Hiris, smashman the Gemara, that it's a very big mistake if you listen to the Sanhedrin. If you know they're wrong, if you have to be a big Talmud Chacham. But if you know they're wrong, you're not supposed to listen.
We're Beis in Mara Etter, and
so he says what you said, Matcha, Ache Yisev Yitim Amal Adavar. You got to indulge in conversation with him. V'ach Sheskibu Kulam Arubim Bitl Adasahu. So, okay, you discuss it with him. They say you're wrong. Even though you may be right. You may be right. And they say you're wrong. And then they'll tell him why he's mistaken. And Sanhedrin says, you're wrong. You know, I know I'm right. Then he's allowed. Then he's rashai. It says allowed. This is that we had the discussion to you before. Must you or are you just allowed? Rashai linog atzmo et mashibadaito lesser. The gametzuvu al zeh. It's not only allowed. The gametzuvu al zeh lekabel daitam al kol panim. So it's mashvi. He doesn't have to do it, but he has to accept that they're right. And even if they're wrong, they're right. So like you say, Tzvi. He says, Rashai, you can eat it. If they say it's kosher, you hold it's chalif. The gametzuvu al zeh shekabel daitam al kol panim. At least accept their.
I think it's the opposite case where they said it's. It's mutter, and you saying it's awesome. That's the case.
Yeah.
So that's where it's for sure. So you don't have to eat it.
Yeah, but you have to accept their opinion. But you have to accept their opinion.
But the other way.
See, I would say you have to eat it. I'm kidding. Awesome. Once you accept their opinions, you have to eat it. I mean, I'm not going to eat it because I hold it's awesome. But he says you have to accept their opinion. So that's how, to me, it's a little contradictory. He says you're allowed.
They bring that.
Okay, but that's different. That's Bezdin. That's a different halach in Bezdin. So the Chinuch goes with the Ramban. Because I had a vart. I have a vart. This is why I argue this. Moshe Shapira. I had a little argument with Moshe Shapira. Not outward, but I'll tell you why he didn't. See, I have answered Rambam Erev Pesach. The Rambam says that in the fifth hour, in the sixth hour is in the Sidra Bonan, and you get Malkus Magdus if you come, it's in the sixth hour. So Britzker Rav quotes the Rambam, and in the fifth hour there's no Malkus. In the fifth hour, it's Asidra Bonan to eat. You haven't learned Pesachim. Fifth hour, you can't eat. In the fifth hour, from 10 to 11. 11 to 12, you can't eat chametz. The Rambam says in the sixth hour, you get malchus, and not in the fifth hour. So the Brisker Rav doesn't understand why. So I once told to Moshe Shapira, I said, I understand why. Because the Rambam says a little not like the Gemara. He says the fifth hour is a gzeira of the sixth hour. It's a gzeira of gzeira. The fifth hour is a gzeira, not like the Gemara. The Gemara says Yom Amuna. The Rambam says open. Fifth hour, so they all ask, I'm like a Mishnah, Exer is the sixth hour. So I'll tell you why you don't get Malkus. Because the Rambam holds, you give a guy Malkus, she's a Doraisa if a guy's over the Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon is a Doraisa. But in the fifth hour, that Rabbanon is not Doraisa because it's Exer. So you can't give Malkus because the Rambam holds the only right to whip a guy which is Nisa Daraisa is if a Rabbanim which is a Daraisa. But Midaraisa, Rabbanim can only make one Mishmeris. They can't make a Gzera L'Gzera. So that's a pure Rabbanim. So that's a pure Rabbanim. So it looks like an emes of art. So why didn't the Brisker Rav, why didn't Moshe Shapiro say, oh, you're right, Rabbi Kalish? You know, he said he sort of, you know, he didn't agree with me. You know why? because this is what he holds. He holds that the Rambam holds a philosophical problem. How could something be the Rabbanon? Rabbanon say you have to listen to me. If the Torah didn't say you have to listen to them, see, he thinks, Moshe Shapiro, that the reason why Rambam holds a losas is daraisa is because it would be a paradox if it's only the Rabbanon. I say you have to listen to me. David, if I tell you you have to listen to me, do you have to listen to me? If I tell you, your father says you have to listen to him. So you think it's in the Torah, Kabed Sevich Simecha. So you don't know the Rashi and Yevamos, you think you have to listen to it. Good. But if I tell you, Zachar Rabbanon say you have to listen to me. So what authority do they have to say you have to listen to me? So he thinks that's why the Rambam holds that it's Daraisa. It's Daraisa. So it'd be the Rabbanon, but I don't agree with him. See, because that's a kasha and the Rabban. You know, and the Rabban holds it's only the Rabbanon. So where do they get the authority? In other words, he thinks that the Rambam doesn't hold the Ramban because of this philosophical issue. So that's why he can't agree with me, because he doesn't like that the Rambam will agree that there's such a thing as a pure Rabbanon. But Linnaeus Deity is incorrect. And there is such a thing as a pure Rabbanon, like Chometz in the fifth hour. It's Xera. And yeah, very often in Shas you find Xera. So they made Xera. But that can be a Daraisa, because Mishmeres Mishmatavas, Mishmeres Mishmeres. So that's why there's no Malkus in the fifth hour. That's my teretz to the Brisker Rav's
Kasha. So then according to the Ramban, what is Los Sasser?
Only Daraisa things, what Tefillin is. Guy says Tefillin don't have to be black, they could be pink. Losas is only the interpretations of the Torah. Kontra Ramban Losasar, like he says here, is only if you have to listen to the Raisa, to their interpretations. The way they interpret the Torah, what a sukkah is. I'll say a sukkah. That's what Ramban.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.